Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boomer Cornett and Martin Carrington from the Investors Bank Studios here at WFAN. Bill Simmons joins me this morning for the vacationing Craig Carton. I got Mike Flugelman on the other side of the glass sitting in for the vacationing Eddie Scazzeri. I got Bob Dwyer sitting on the other side of the glass sitting in for the vacationing Al Dukes. And, of course, me and Jerry, the regulars, are here holding up the radio station as we normally do every morning here Monday through Friday on WFAN. And, you know, you just heard us talking about it. If you were just listening with me, Jerry, and Phil arguing over this whole thing, you know, a couple things happened last night in sports. Let's get through some of those things first, and then we'll start taking them apart one by one. But, you know, first and foremost, this idea that Isaiah Thomas was even a legitimate thought, and the fact that he had to come out and say, I'm not interested. Look, we're not interested. The fact that anybody would even think that that would be a legitimate answer to what the Knicks' problems are, you'd have to hit yourself over the head with a hammer like 10 times to say, okay, I get it. There is no way.
Are you drinking in the mornings?
I don't know, but I'm just saying there is no way. And then the fact, of course, John Calipari names come up all the time, you know, because they all want the money that the Garden offers. Everybody thinks that this job is going to be another $60 million job. And why is it that the Knicks have to go and try to poach somebody from another organization that signs contract extensions, whether it be the guy in Toronto, the guy in Memphis, the guy out in Golden State, the guy in Oklahoma City? Those guys have contracts. They have jobs. Let them do their jobs and fulfill their contracts with other teams. There are plenty of other quality people out there that are probably low-level people, more scouting people. Maybe it is David Griffin, the former GM of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know. But the fact that Isaiah Thomas has the audacity to come out and say, well, I'm not interested. Guess what? Nobody's interested. And you.
Okay. Good morning, Boomer.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
How are you today,
man,
buddy?
This is great. You know, I thought
so
we'd come in.
You got some sleep last night, right?
Shoot, yeah, I did. I actually fell asleep a little earlier last night, which is great, because the Yankee game, I thought it was canceled, so I went to bed. But first off, sometimes they float these ideas. Could John Calipari be down there looking for an extension, more money? It's always something there.
Let me tell you something.
Isaiah Thomas, he puts his name out there. Maybe he was contacted again by James. It doesn't matter.
Well, he's running the Liberty, so he's in the building.
Yes,
I get it.
But put it out there so maybe somebody else is hiring. Come on, you know how the game works.
Hey, let me explain something to you. This is the problem that Jim Dolan has had. If there's always somebody's name floating out there, there's always somebody better than the guy he had, there's always somebody under contract with somebody else, give up a draft pick to get a guy. You know, enough already.
You know what, too?
Really, honestly,
we said this yesterday. We said this yesterday. I did, I think. By the way, you did go back and watch the show. You were really mad that I took too many shots at you?
Oh, but you were taking shots at me left and right from 6:01 all the way until 9:59 yesterday.
No, that's just not true. The last hour, I don't think I said three words.
Well, Billie Jean King was in there. I didn't say anything either.
Oh, now you get on her.
I'm not getting on her. I thought she was unbelievable. The amount of passion and spunk she had was ridiculous.
That's the first thing my wife said when I came home. She goes, boy, that Billie Jean King is, no kidding.
She's on fire. So anyway.
But what were we talking about?
About the Knicks and the GM search and who the possible fill-ins are. I just laugh, you know, because I get these alerts on my phone. And the alert says, well, Isaiah Thomas takes himself out of the running. Well, who put him in the running? I mean, who?
I have to tell you, this is the truth. That's why I like coming on here, because my first thought was, when this all went down, I said, I wonder if they'll bring Isaiah Thomas back.
You know, we were
and I know it would be just slaughtered by the papers, and you and just about everybody, but it did cross my mind.
You know, Isaiah does TV for NBA TV. You know, he's done a number of things. He's run on the Liberty. The Liberty have been run pretty well under his tutelage. I think it was a handout from James Dolan to him to bring him back and let him be a part of basketball and all that other stuff.
James Dolan has got to get involved. I don't mean to pick players and stuff like that. I'm just talking about be a little bit of more of an overseer. And we all know the big picture, what you want your team to be, look like, and the culture. You talked about it yesterday. Mm. So that's the easy thing. We could all come up with that. Now put the people in place that will get that done for you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the problem. They haven't been able. They had the person in place, and his name was Donnie Walsh. And then they superseded Donnie Walsh's authority, and they said, get Carmelo here at any cost. And from that moment on, with the exception of the first playoff appearance that they had, it's been downhill. The last 3 years have been a disaster because they hire the wrong people. Here's the thing. The Garden is known in the NBA, I believe, as the money pit. It is the money pit because the amount of people that never fulfill their contracts and always get bought out and paid off. And then they move on. And then when you look back at the lineage of this and the amount of people that have come through here over the last 10 years, whether it be Larry Brown or Isaiah Thomas or Phil Jackson now, it's all the same freaking people.
No, it's unbelievable.
And they'll all complain. Every single one of them, maybe Isaiah won't because of his friendship with Jim Dolan, but they, to a man, I guarantee you, if you got them in a private moment, would roll their eyes and say the Garden is a dysfunctional place.
Right.
And I would say, if it's so dysfunctional, why are the Rangers run so well? Why have the Rangers have been so good over the last 7 years? What are they doing right that they share a same facility up in Greenberg? I mean, they're right there. They work next to each other. Why is the NBA portion of the Garden such a disaster? Is that because Jim Dolan is involved or isn't involved? I'm hiring Phil Jackson not to be involved. I don't know what it is because I'm not close enough to it. But all I can tell you, To read the tabloids and to read all the crap about Isaiah Thomas and John Calipari, go get the guy from Toronto who's got a 5-year extension. Get the guy in Memphis, he's got a 5-year extension. I mean, stop. Stop with all the nonsense and the hyperbole. You know, find somebody who's legitimate. Find a Sean Marks type who's freaking legitimate, who understands what the league's all about and understands what the Knicks need to do to navigate through this sewer pit of toxicity the Garden has turned out to be.
They got to overpay.
Why do they have to overpay? It's a New York job. You get this one right?
No. Wait, hold on. I'm going to stop all that myth. It's the NBA has completely changed. All the players, I mean, I know they don't like the dysfunction here with the Knicks, but the players, there's so many other spots now they're willing to go to because life is great, the organization is different, and the lure of Madison Square Garden, which I will say, besides old Yankee Stadium, are the two best venues I've ever been in. So that is gone. So they've lost that. So they brought in Phil Jackson. I said, oh, well, good. Maybe he can bring in some of those big high-profile free agents, and it can turn back into what we – well, that didn't work either. So no matter who comes in here, it's a long road. They're not going to bring in a big-time free agent that's going to change the franchise.
No, they're not.
I mean, listen, I was one of those guys. I thought for a year, 2 years – LeBron James is coming to New York.
Well, let me ask you this question. I don't want to get into all this stuff, but, you know, if you want to speculate, if they hired David Griffin, you know, LeBron James is not going to be happy in Cleveland, so the reports say, and that he's going to want to get out of there next year because he doesn't like the fact that Griffin's not there.
Right, but can they put enough pieces with that? I
don't know about that, but here's my point. I just want to be simple about this. This is the New York Knicks. At one point in time, this was, you know, this had history, it had culture, it had everything that you would want in a basketball team, plus you're playing in the so-called mecca of basketball that is really the mecca for all the stars that come in and put up big numbers against the Knicks and are embarrassed and do it in front of Spike Lee, and he sits there kissing her ass. But at the end of the day, let's take a step back. It's the New York Knicks. It is Madison Square Garden. Why am I overpaying to bring somebody here? Why am I having to go steal somebody from somebody else's organization? Well, I'm going to act like I'm the big dog. You want to come and run the New York Knicks? Then you come to me. And I'm going to find somebody who's serious about it, who's not about flash and dash and what he's wearing, you know, to practices and what his lineage and legacy.
Well,
and all
they
that
had
crap
that.
Is.
They had it. They had it. Well, you said it with Donnie Walsh. I was coming in to work with you. I said, let me just kind of go back through the coaches and the GMs, and I saw Donnie Walsh and went, oh, boy, I remember that whole scenario.
He's a New Yorker, and he got it.
He got it. He was building the team.
And he was underrated. I would say underrated. Just kind of under the radar. It wasn't a big, flashy guy. Could barely walk. And I remember Craig making fun of him when they were trying to recruit LeBron James, that Donnie Walsh was going to go in with a wheelchair because he wasn't feeling well. He had a couple bad things going on. And, you know, how is that going to inspire LeBron James to come to New York? And then you got Mayor Bloomberg. Come on, LeBron, you come to New York and all this other crap. It's mind-boggling to me that we or the Knicks think that they always need the next big name. You know, it's not always about the next big name.
I'm already sweating.
Find somebody who is a legitimate basketball person who basically wants this job because this is the next step in creating his own legacy like Sean Marks is doing for the Nets.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it's going to work out for the Nets. I'm not sure. But what he inherited over there,
with
the loss of draft picks and the salary cap problems and everything else that the Nets have been dealing with over the last 3 years, it's not easy to get yourself out from underneath all of that. So the Knicks are in that spot right now. How are they going to move Carmelo Anthony? They better not bring back Derrick Rose. There are plenty of other free agent point guards out there that would probably love to come to New York, assuming that Derrick Rose is not here, and work with the new rookie who they can't spell the name right on the back of his jersey down in the summer league. Jesus, God, it never ends.
Well, I'm not really concerned about how they misspelled his name.
It's part and parcel to what the problems are, and it just adds to the dysfunction. It adds to the perception that they don't know what they're doing. That's the problem. I feel bad for Jeff Hornacek because my sense is he's a really good basketball guy.
Yes.
He's a real solid guy. He's not, you know, I don't think he's here for the reasons that other people have come here and to get another check. I don't believe that's why he's here. I believe he's here because he really knows basketball, wants to coach basketball, and wants to get it right here in New York. Because if he does, then he will be lauded as the guy who knows.
Yeah, I think I think he knows what brand of basketball he's going to play. Of course, he played in the league, had great success. And I think given time, I would be surprised if he doesn't get the team back to respectability. I'm excited that he is the coach of the basketball team.
So am I. And here's the thing. You know what he wants to play? He wants to play NBA 2017 basketball.
Well,
what is that?
It's who he is.
Up and down the court, shooting threes. That's what the Cleveland Cavaliers do. That's what the Golden State Warriors do. That's what the Spurs do. That's what the Nets are trying to build. It's athleticism. It's wing players. It's three-pointers. It's up and down the court. It's Mike D'Antonio down in Houston with James Harden and now Chris Paul. Now,
what do you think when you saw Mike D'Antoni down in Houston running that offense? You go, wow, wouldn't that have been really cool in Madison Square Garden?
It did look good with Jeremy Lin running.
Yeah, I know.
Great.
Well, why did that end?
Well, because he didn't want to coach Carmel, couldn't deal with it.
Jeremy Lin.
Carmel doesn't want to play that way. He wants to, you know, that's why Carmel needs to go. He just needs to go because he will be an impediment. Even though the toxicity of Phil Jackson is gone.
Toxicity. You like that word.
I love that word because I really think that it accurately reflects what the Garden and Greenberg's practice facility was like.
Okay.
Because you know, they don't want to be told by a guy who's not coaching them how to run the damn triangle because he's got 11 rings. I mean, it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing the way this thing went down over the last.
Think about it this way. How about your head coach? Who was your best head coach? Sam Weish. How about Mike Brown, I guess, is the general manager.
But
how about if Mike Brown was coming down to Sam Weish during practice and going, you know, I know you're running this hurry-up offense, but let's go and let me show you an offense I want you to do.
Maybe you should have watched films with Mike and Pete Brown and Katie Brown on Monday mornings with the coaches.
What? You had to do that?
No, I didn't have to do that. The coaches had to do that with the owners.
Oh, and explain to them what they were doing.
Because, you know, they're a football family, you know, with Paul Brown and everything.
Well.
Mike played. Mike was a quarterback.
Mike Brown tells
himself.
Me every time I see him, you know, I came to Morehead State to see you. You know, you didn't throw it that well that day.
That's right. You didn't. I did, but you didn't. No, but anyway, you know, the interesting thing is that, you're right. You don't want the president on the court, no matter what his name is, because you know they're all going to be supportive of him being on the court publicly. But you know they're all rolling their eyes behind his back.
Absolutely.
And you know the story came out yesterday. Sports Illustrated wrote it that supposedly Carmelo Anthony told Kristaps Porzingis, "Stop supporting the triangle publicly. Stop talking about it publicly in a positive light."
Well, I think that
that's great. What you want your team leader to do. Go to his teammates and tell him, don't support the triangle publicly.
Well, I think that was, if you read between the lines, that was already out there, the fact that they thought Carmelo Anthony was taking Kristaps and changing his thought process.
Oh, yeah. He made him become an NBA player.
Yeah,
look, we're entitled. We do whatever we want. We don't have to be coached. We don't have to show up for practice. We can leave if we want. We can smoke as much dope as we want, too.
Well,
it's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, and you know, and unless you have a Russell Westbrook, a LeBron James, a James Harden, a Steph Curry, a Kevin Durant, who, even though he was awesome in the playoffs, Kevin Durant, believe it or not, had to be unselfish to fit in. Curry had to be unselfish to fit in. Klay Thompson had to be unselfish to fit in. I think that Klay Thompson and Seth Curry probably had shots taken away from them because of the addition for Kevin Durant.
Did you ever think
when won a championship?
When they brought Kevin Durant in there, you watched him play many, many times at Oklahoma City. I remember the year he played at the University of Texas. You watch him as a person. You know he's going to blend in. He's not the type of guy that goes in and tries to overtake situations. He's not LeBron James, who's going to come in and dominate the team, and it's going to revolve around me when I want to do it.
Yeah, a different type of personality. Yeah, no question.
And Steve Kerr, he said that during the series about Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They never for one second ever thought that it wasn't going to work out. They knew the chemistry would be there right from the start.
But you also have to remember, you have Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, you have Steph Curry. Those are the other three. So I'm sure you go to those three and you say, look, we can add Kevin Durant. What do you want? Yeah, we want him.
Yeah, they know their roles. That's what's really cool. Right. You know, Draymond Green knows what he's there to do.
There's no selfishness around that team. Now, you got four stars there. You got four all-stars there. You have three out of the four, maybe even all four, will end up being Hall of Famers, kind of like the Bulls, you know, came out of the 80s with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. But at the end of the day right now, for us here in New York with the Knicks and the Nets, we are so far away from even competing for like fifth place in the Eastern Conference, sixth place, even eighth place, just to get into a little sniff of the playoffs, just a little four-game sweep against our teams.
Yeah, it's a long road ahead, no question.
I think the NBA is in trouble, but you know who knows. All right, 617 on the Fan. Boomer and Carton here coming to you from the Investors Bank Studios, and Phil Simms sitting in for Craig.
The NBA is in trouble?
I do. I really think so. You know why I think?
Why?
Because you can't have these super teams.
Yeah, these three or four super teams that are, yes.
Because that tells you that the fans in Memphis, that nothing doesn't mean anything to them. The fans in Oklahoma City, the fans in Denver.
They're still packing the stadiums when you watch the games.
I understand that, but realistically, how many teams have a chance at a championship?
Not many.
Maybe Boston now. Maybe they'll make some free
agency. How many teams in the NFL have a realistic chance of winning the Super Bowl?
I would tell you at least half of them. And the reason I say that is because the propensity for injury is real in the NFL. That's why. And I also think that there are at least a half a dozen or dozen really top-end quarterbacks that can get their teams.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.